is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Today we check in with Glide Revitalization. Hear about the work going on up the North Umpqua. Allison Doty is the Executive Director. Allison, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
First of all, how long have you been involved with Glide Revitalization?
I started with its inception, so about 2007.
Wow, so you jumped in early on. And if people aren't familiar, explain what Glide Revitalization is all about.
So Glide Revitalization, its initial venture was to work to develop economic development within the Glide area and beautification projects and help the school with some of their shortfall of funds and bring events to the area.
And obviously a lot going on, but things kind of shifted last year after the Archie Creek fire.
That is true. It was a natural fit for us to get involved with the Archie Creek fire and Glide Strong, as it became apparent that we needed a nonprofit organization to take the helm and help these families get recovered from the devastation of the fire that just came through our county.
So let's update folks on where things stand in terms of the properties and where things are at with the work that's happened in the last almost 12 months.
So the 90% of all the fire survivor properties have been cleared by ODOT and have got their seal of approval for being asbestos-free and all the other elements that could be hazardous waste have been cleared. So those properties are now ready to start building on those properties. We have a few families that have already started, and they're on their way to getting their homes rebuilt. We have a lot of families that still have challenges with getting the rest of their property cleared. They've got challenges financially still with those that were uninsured. And now, with the price of all the materials to build going up over 300%, we're looking at, some of them are now underinsured. And we're working with families with that issue as well. They started doing some building with these families as far as sheds. We have sheds built on their properties for them to house their tools and things that they need to on their property to help clean up their property. So we're working with families to get that those kinds of things done for them.
Yeah, talk about the sheds. It sounds like you've got a big effort going on there.
Right now we have one of the programs that we've put together is called the Shed Challenge, and that's where we have one family or one organization comes to us, and they come up with 5 to 7 volunteers. We have Habitat for Humanity, who is the Helping Hands of Glide, who have kind of spearheaded the organization of the contractors to build these sheds for families. And so an organization comes together with the volunteers for each project. Once they come up and help build the project, then they challenge another organization or another family to come up with another 5 to 7 volunteers for the next project that takes place a month later.
So how are these sheds being funded?
So these current sheds are being funded on what's called the wraparound funds from ODHS. They received as part of their grant that they received from FEMA. And then we then wrote a grant from ODHS to receive the wraparound funds to do that.
And do these sheds, do they stay a consistent size, or do you have the flexibility to make them larger or smaller depending on what somebody needs?
They're pretty much all the same size. We have 3 different styles that they can come and choose from. One is an aluminum type shed, pole barn built style. The other one is a stick build type. And then we have another one that is like a lean-to. And they're all an average of a like a 10 by 10. They all average about a 10 by 10 shed.
So it sounds like it would be very helpful for people because when you're starting with nothing there, being able to store things and sort of have a place to work from could be very beneficial in moving forward.
Oh, yes. And if you think about, with so much not being able to be up on your property and not being able to monitor, who's up there and who's around, it's just a nice place to put a lock on it and not have to worry about your tools not being there the next time you come around. So they're very sturdy and well-built.
Now, for the property situation now, are some folks back on their properties and campers, RVs, things like that?
Oh, yes. They're, some, like I said, have started building. Some have actually built their sheds first and or their barns first and have an RV in there where it's, going to be good for the winter. And or they just have a RV, a travel trailer, or manufactured home up on their property so that they can stay on the property while they build their home.
And obviously a big push to get a lot of work done before we get into the rainy part of fall.
Oh, exactly. There's a, uniquely enough, up here in Glide, we had just about 10 minutes of trickling rain today. And it just made me think of, oh, no, rainy season might be coming sooner than I thought.
Yeah, we've had just a few drops here. It was not in the forecast, so we're kind of watching that, which makes us nervous about things like thunderstorms and all of that, but that's a whole different topic. Talk about your recent Glide Summer Bash. We didn't get a chance to talk to you ahead of that. How did that all go?
Oh, it was a wonderful event. We just had a great time. Caitlin Ryan put that together for us. She's one of our caseworkers here. We've got the Adam Coffee House here in Glide. They sponsored the event. They came out and cooked up some really good tri-tip, hamburgers, hot dogs. Wailani Ice donated all their proceeds from the event. We had the Glide Fire Department out here. We had our very own Sasquatch vendor. His name is Ryder. He's Sawyer. He's 13 years old from 10 Mile. Came out and talked about our event for next year. So, between the 30 volunteers on the shed project and the 25 volunteers on our summer bash, it went off without a hitch. It was a lot of fun. We served over 400 people who showed up to support as a fundraiser for our survivors. It was a good time had by all. So many people came up and just said, it was just nice to just see friends again that you haven't seen for so long. We had Neil Gregory Johnson come and play some music for us. He was wonderful. So it was a really good evening. And then, of course, at sundown, when it started getting dark, we opened up our big screen movie theater and watched Raya and the Last Dragon. It was a lot of fun.
Where'd you find this big screen?
It came from back east, back in Pennsylvania.
Taking a look at a picture of it, and while the one that's used in Stewart Park by the city of Roseburg for movies in the park is large, this one's definitely a whole lot bigger.
Yeah, it's got over 900 square feet of film space. That's just the screen, so it's quite a bit larger than that. And we were told by the gentleman that came out and did the two-day training on how to set it up and take it down and, put all that together, that it is the largest one in Oregon. So we're pretty excited about that. We're going to have movie events once a month. We've got it to where we can open it up for fundraisers for our local school here, and other churches and organizations that want to do a fundraiser. We'll be, we can pair with them to set something up and have a good time. When it gets colder, we'll be able to have a drive-in theater more look to it, and then we'll be able to tune into their FM radio stations and listen to the movies that way. So bringing back a lot of nostalgia for a lot of folks.
So for the bash, where was that held at?
That was held on the what's called the practice field at Glide High School. So between their old school buildings and the new school buildings, we've got a big practice field. And we were lucky enough to have that open up to us, and we were able to hold it there. And there's plenty of room for all of the events, for all the games that we had going on, and for the movie.
Allison Doty is the Executive Director of Glide Revitalization. We'll talk again when we come back in a moment. The interview of podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. Inside Douglas County, 1245 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming up at 1. Tomorrow, we talk to the new CEO of Abicella Vineyards and Winery, Dr. Greg Jones, will be in studio for Inside Douglas County on Friday. We're checking in on Glide Revitalization. Allison Doty, the executive director. Now, obviously, the trip back to normalcy for folks impacted by the Archie Creek fire is a very long path and a lot going on. Talk about the case managers, the casework that's been going on.
Yes, we've had some new caseworkers that have just came on board. And so that gives us a total of 5 caseworkers that are able to work with the individual families to find out what their needs are. Like I said, we've had an opportunity where additional funds have been donated to us that we are able to help some of these families in obtaining different items. Things like we can help with a little bit of debt relief, minor car repairs, appliances. You know, if you guys are needing a refrigerator or a washer, dryer, couches, anything with housing as far as if you need some doors for your house, some windows, anything along that lines. If you guys need to rebuild your houses, let us know, because we have people that want to follow up and, you know, help you guys in any way that we can. We just need to know what you need. So please call us, come in and see us, and let us know what you need, because we have people here to help and we have funds to help. So if you are still waiting on, you know, didn't get any help with FEMA, and you're still in the appeals process, and if you feel like you've passed that appeals time, come in and see us. We have another event coming up on August 27th through the 30th here at our office, to where FEMA will be here again to help you through the FEMA process. Sometimes when you've been denied, it could be just a transposition of numbers on your Social Security card. It could be that you're just missing a few document items. You know, so call and let us know. We just want to help in any way we can.
Just a few weeks ago, someone was telling me they talked to some folks who lost everything in the fire, who were still living at a motel in Roseburg. How common is that?
Our fire here, we do have about 3 that are still living in hotels, just because they don't have other resources at this time. If they are still living in a motel and their insurance is paying for it, and their insurance is about ready to run out, definitely give us a call, because you still haven't used any of the funds that are available from FEMA dollars for a hotel. That typically means that you still are either waiting on insurance, you're waiting on, you know, your contractor to get up on your property and build. We're out of short supply for contractors because there's so many houses, and it's not just us. You know, you've got Medford, you've got Lane County, you've got Santiam Canyon, you got, you know, Echo. There's just so many people needing contractors right now. So if you're still in a hotel and need help, definitely go hold us.
Now, for Glide Revitalization, I know that you've had a lot of foundations, a lot of organizations step in and help financially and help in other ways, too.
Oh, yes. Ford Family Foundation, amazing. Didn't even ask questions, just said, here, you need money. Let us know what else you need. Oregon Community Foundation, the same way. Myra Memorial Trust, Douglas Timber Operators, Pacific Power just showed up at our door and said, what do you need? Is there anything that you need power-wise? You just can't even imagine the support that these families have been helped with, and how our organization has been helped to provide funds and service for those families. Douglas County has an amazing Commissioner Kress is just amazing in all the help and support that he's given to us. Wayne Stinson, Dan Carr, Scott Adams, amazing people. They've gone over backwards to help us get where we need to be going. Right now we're working with Joshua Shackley at the planning department as to how to recover, you know, from the standpoint of, you know, our water supply needs help. There's no way that we could be able to build more houses or tap into our water supply because we're at capacity. If we have another fire, we're going to be out of luck. It only took 12 hours to drain our potable water at the last fire. That's not going to get us very far.
Wow.
So,
for people that are hearing this, and maybe even over the summer, have some extra time on their hands and are, you know, kind of handy at doing things, what kind of help could they provide?
We still need a lot of help as far as helping families clear their property still. We have fences that need to be built. We have sheds that need to be built. We have decks that need to be built. Lots of things. If you are not into that kind of thing, we have office work. We need help with making phone calls. I don't know if you know it, but we had over 10,000 people in Douglas County that applied for FEMA. That's a lot of people. And we concentrated mainly on the ones that we could verify were in the burn area and actually lost property. But we now need to start concentrating on those other 9,000 people, making phone calls and finding out, you know, what they applied for FEMA for, and is it something that we can help them with?
What about the mental health aspects of all of this? How, I mean, when you lose everything, I've got to think that hurts you, kind of cuts you pretty deep.
You know what? It really does. Being a fire survivor myself from 20 years ago, when this fire happened here, it just, that flood of emotion just rushes right over you again. So it's not going to go away. It's not going to be something that they're going to get over. You know, and of course, when the Jack fire started up, we had a lot of people come in, you know, and said, you know, we really need some assistance. So if you're struggling with the fire, if you're struggling with anything emotionally right now, definitely come in and see us. You can go to any, we can get you connected with counselors, or if you have a counselor, we can help pay for that, those services. You know, my mom, being a counselor herself, said only healthy people go to counseling. So, you know, keep that in mind. It's a natural thing. And again, healthy people go to counseling. So don't be afraid of it. Get the help that you need.
For members of the community that maybe aren't able to help in terms of getting out on the ground or helping with projects, but can help financially, give them an address and a way to get connected if they want to send a check.
Oh, sure. Our address here is P.O. Box 479, and that's in Glide, Oregon, 97443. You can also go to our website, which is www.GlideRev.com, and you can donate there as well.
Allison Doty, Executive Director of Glide Revitalization, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.